رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الخلق أجمعين محمد وآل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. We are still with the laws of inheritance. Today we discuss the inheritance of the second group. Issue 629. We say the inheritance is having different groups. The first group, which was mentioned, who are the parents and the children. And then the second group we discuss, and then third group. Issue 629, the second group of people who inherit by being related comprises of the grandparents, brothers and sisters of the deceased. And if the deceased doesn't leave brothers and sisters, then their children inherit. So in this group, the grandparents, means grandfather and grandmother, both, and brothers and sisters, if he has. If his brothers and sisters are dead, then children of brothers and children of sisters, the nephews and niece, they will inherit instead of their parents. Issue 630. If the heir is only one brother or one sister, that brother or sister inherits the whole inheritance. When here he says, suppose someone dies and he has no parents, no grandparents, he has only one brother or one sister alive, no children. So all the money and all the things to be inherited will go to his brother or his sister. And if the heirs are several maternal and paternal brothers or sisters, the inheritance is divided equally among them. Here you say the division is equally among them, not the sisters half the brothers. No, maybe he has few brothers and few sisters. There is only one brother or one sister. That brother or sister inherits the whole inheritance. Yes. Yes, that is right. Not both. I mean, if he has either only brother or only sister, only one is remaining. I said both? Yeah. Well, in the first instance, right. It is, if he left only one, you know, what he means, one brother or one sister left. So here this one, not that half will be given half to other people, etc. No, all the money will go to this one. In the second instance, he says this maternal and paternal brothers or sisters. Brothers and or sisters. So you see maternal and paternal, yani both. From the father and from the mother side. You mean and paternal brothers or paternal sisters? That is what you mean? Why not both of them? No, these are only paternal, not from father and mother. Is it brothers from the father side? Or brothers from the mother side? Not from the father and mother. Is brother only from mother side? That is why maternal. Or brother from the father side? Or sister from the father side? Because they are from one side, either from the father or from the mother. That is why the money here is equal. Yeah, our intention here, he made it is clearer actually. Yeah, right. And or, yes, right. Yeah, when he has only brothers in divided equally, or only sisters is divided equally, yes. But if he has brothers and sisters, then the brothers get it twice as the sisters. Right, yes. And if they are several maternal and paternal brothers and sisters, each brother inherits twice as much as each sister. Say, for example, the heirs are two brothers and one sister, all both maternal and paternal. The inheritance is divided into five parts. And each brother inherits two parts, while the sister inherits one part. Yeah, so here, yeah, so if they are maternal brothers and sisters, or paternal, if they are maternal brothers, then the money is divided equally, or paternal brothers divided equally, or paternal sisters equally. But if you leave brothers and sisters, then the brothers will get twice as the sisters. Each brother will get twice as his sister. Issue 631. If the deceased leaves a brother or sister who is both paternal and maternal, then brothers and sisters who are only paternal and do not have the same mother as the deceased do not inherit. So this brother or sister who is paternal and maternal will actually cover or is a barrier, so inheritance is not reaching the other brother who is only paternal or only maternal. The word is yahjub. Yahjub from hijab means to cover or make a barrier. As we say, the first group will cover so that inheritance will not reach the second group. Yahjub al-tabaqa al-thaniya. The second group, yahjub al-tabaqa al-thalitha, will be a barrier for inheritance of the third group and so on. So you say, if one a brother who is paternal and maternal both is there, he will prevent inheritance to the brothers who are only paternal or only maternal. Issue 632. If the deceased does not leave a brother or sister who is both paternal and maternal, and only leaves a brother or sister who is paternal but not maternal, then the whole inheritance is received by that paternal brother or sister. And if the deceased leaves several paternal brothers and sisters, the inheritance is divided equally among them. And if the deceased leaves paternal brothers and sisters, then the inheritance is divided in such a way that each brother receives twice as much as each sister. Yeah. So in the first part of this issue, he said if he leaves only paternal brother or sister, or maternal, both paternal and maternal brother and sister, only one, then all the money of inheritance will go to him. Now if he leaves several paternal brothers from the father's side and sister, the inheritance divided equally among them. Yeah. So now to clarify the issue regarding paternal brothers or paternal sisters, the inheritance is divided equally among the brothers or the sisters. But if the deceased has paternal brothers and sisters, both, then the inheritance is divided in such a way that the brothers will take, each brother will take two shares and each sister one share. Now issue 633, if the deceased leaves as heir only a maternal brother or sister who shares with the deceased the same mother but has a different father, then that brother or sister receives the whole inheritance. Now here the first instance said if only one remains, and these are maternal brothers or maternal sisters, only one, naturally if only one is there, he will take all the inheritance. And if there are several maternal brothers or sisters, then the inheritance is divided equally amongst them. This is issue 633, page 214. So if the deceased leaves many brothers and sisters from the mother's side, there is a difference with the well, it, in the Persian it is, looks the same. Yes, we use or few brothers and sisters, maternal brothers and sisters. It looks there is difference between maternal and paternal brothers and sisters in this case. So here several brothers well no and it become reversed, but maybe he reversed the issue, because there he used and, he means the paternal will inherit equally. Actually, in the Persian, you say the maternal will inherit equally, but the paternal will inherit differently. So, there is a difference, but the Persian one shows that there is difference between the paternal and the maternal. According to Tawdih al-Masail, the issue is reversed. It's in the issue 633, which is written and should be or, and issue 633, brothers or sisters should be and sisters. What is meant that if he leaves several maternal brothers and sisters, the inheritance is equally between the brothers and sisters. But if they are paternal brothers and sisters, then the brothers are twice as the sisters. Now issue 634, if the deceased leaves a paternal and maternal brother and sister, a paternal brother and sister, and also a maternal brother or a maternal sister, the paternal brother and sister do not inherit. Here the brothers or sisters from the father's side will not inherit. If there are brothers and sisters from both the parents or and from the mother's side. And the inheritance is divided into six parts, with one part being inherited by the maternal brother or sister, and the rest being given to the paternal and maternal brothers and sisters. And each brother receives twice as much as each sister. Well, here he said six parts. But then the mas'ala, in tawdih al-masail, like this, he said three parts. One part for the brothers and sisters from the maternal side, the two parts are from the brothers and sisters from both paternal and maternal sides. Actually, these six parts is when the heirs are only brother and sister from the father's side, paternal, and one brother or one sister from mother's side. So here is six parts. There are some mistakes in the translation here, which one cannot really trust it. I think we can leave this section because of so much confusion in the English translation, and we cannot trust that. We go to page 216, issue 644, the inheritance of husband and wife. Issue 644. If a woman dies and has no children, the half of the total inheritance is inherited by the husband and the rest by the other heirs. And if from that husband or a previous husband she has children, her husband inherits a fourth of the inheritance and the rest is inherited by the other heirs. So here, if the woman dies, and if she has no children, in this case, half of the total inheritance is given to the husband, and the other half is divided according to the rest of the heirs. But if she has children from, from that husband, or even if she has children from another husband, then the husband will take 1/4, and the rest will be given to the heirs, to the children who are there. So if she has a child, the husband will get 1/4. If she has no children, the husband will get half. Issue 645, if a man who dies has no children, his wife receives 1/4 of the inheritance, and what remains is inherited by the other heirs. Now here the wife, if her husband dies and he has no children, she will not inherit half like him, she will inherit 1/4. And if from that wife or from another wife he has children, his wife inherits 1/8. And the rest, and the other heirs inherit the rest. So actually the wife will inherit what equals to half of what the husband will inherit. If the husband has no children from this wife or from another wife, then the wife will inherit 1/4. If there are children, then the wife will inherit 1/8. So 1/8. But the wife does not inherit land or its value, whether the land be dwellings, orchards, cultivation, or anything else. Though it is better ihtiyatan in other than populated land for the other heirs to obtain her permission, and from things that the land bears, like trees, plantations, buildings, and such like, she does not inherit, but she does inherit from their value. So what is to be known, the wife will not inherit the land from the husband. So if the husband leaves many lands, and if you say one house and money, so 1/8 if he has children, or 1/4 if he has no children, of the value of the house without value of the land, the building of the house, or money. But if he has many lands left, then the wife will not inherit from the land. And what is meant that she inherits, she will not inherit land of the house. Sometimes the house, the building of the house, has no value. It's a very old house, and the main value of that house is because its land is commercial, for example, on the main road, and the land has a value. The building of the house has no value. Maybe the building 5% of the price of the house, and the land alone is 95% of the price. So she will not inherit value of the land, she will inherit only value of the building. And these lands, even if they are lands for cultivation, still she will not inherit such type of lands. Not only plain lands, but even cultivated lands she will not inherit. Though he said, as ihtiyat, and other than the populated land, she should give permission to other heirs, or if she has to inherit, other heirs should allow her to inherit. And say from the things that the land bears, like trees, plantation, buildings, and such like, she does not inherit, but she does inherit from their value. I mean, she does not inherit the air, importance of the air in the land. I mean something multi-story, for example, then each story has a value. So that land or the air value, she will not inherit. But she will inherit value of the same building itself, or value of the plantation itself. I mean, she inherits value of the trees, not
the same trees. Whatever value is given to her,
issue 646, if a widow wants to make use of land and other things from which she does not inherit, she must have the permission of the other heirs. And the essential ihtiyat is that until the widow is given her share, the other heirs does not make use of buildings and other things from the value of which the widow inherits without her permission. And if before the widow is given her share, these things are sold, then provided she gives her permission, the transaction is sahih. Now here the widow naturally has, as we said, no right of usage of the land. The land belongs to other heirs. Now, since it belongs to others, if she has to use the land for walking, for praying, etc., the land to be used, then she has to get permission of other heirs. And also the other heirs, if they want to use the building itself, by sleeping, staying, standing, cooking, etc., naturally they are all here partners in one thing, because all have share to inherit this thing. So they have to take permission of the widow as well. So actually all these people who are the heirs, whether the wife or the children or other heirs, they have to give permission for each other for usage of that building or belonging or carpet or furniture or kitchen and etc., whatever thing, so that they can live and use it. Otherwise, in this case, all should go out till they sell it and everybody will get his share. So they have to give permission to each other for day-to-day usage, so that their usage is halal. And if they want to sell, naturally they have to get permission of each other to sell the goods, and with permission, if they sell, then it is halal and that transaction is sahih. We say in transactions that if there is partner, then the partner should agree, and one cannot sell the thing without acceptance of his partner. So since all are heirs, they are partners to each other, all have shares. So here, if they give permission, then such transaction is sahih. Issue 647, if it is wanted to evaluate the trees, buildings, and such like, their worth, if without being rented, they remain on that land until they decay, must be calculated. And the share of the wife must be given from that value. Now here you say how to calculate the value of the trees or the buildings and such like. So calculation, you say, if it remain in that land till it decay, whether it has any value or not, how much is value? And that value is the share of the wife, which should be given to it until they decay, until they finish, whether it has any value or not. This is why I say that the value of the land should be completely removed, and sometimes the building has no value. So that should be known. Issue 648, if the deceased leaves more than one wife, then if the deceased has no children, a fourth of the inheritance, and if the deceased has had children, an eighth of the inheritance, in accordance to the conditions stated in issue 645, is divided equally among the wives. Even if the deceased did not have sexual intercourse with one or more of them, but if he performs the aqd with a woman during the illness which she dies of, and he did not have sexual intercourse with her, that wife does not inherit from him and also has no right to the dowry. Now, if somebody has many wives, the inheritance here, whether 1/4 if he has no children, or 1/8 if he has children, should be divided equally amongst his wives. Now, what is meant by his wife? Any wife, even if he performed adultery with that wife, and he was waiting maybe for 2-3 months later to fulfill the other marriage ceremonies, but akhd is being done, and at that time he got sudden death and he died, then still that is called a wife, and she has the right to have her share of inheritance. But if he was sick, and in that sickness he died, he got heart failure, for example, and within 1 week after heart failure he died, and he made akhd. He made a marriage contract with a woman that in case he become all right, he was thinking to marry her, but then he died. And because he has not been in bed with that woman, then in this case, that woman has neither have the right for dowry nor the right for inheritance, because that was in his sickness before death, or sickness that he died of that sickness. Here, you know this story of 1/8. Ibn Abbas was pointing out to Aisha, because when Imam Hussein alayhi salam and other Banu Hashim brought the janazah of Imam Hassan alayhi salam to visit the grave of his grandfather, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Aisha said, "I do not allow him to enter my house, that is my share, because the Holy Prophet was buried in his own house. So that house, his wives were living in that house. So Aisha said, this is my right, and I am not allowing him, I am not allowing you to enter my house." Ibn Abbas said that in an Arabic poem, that your share is 1/8 out of 1/9, and still you have used all, because the Holy Prophet had 9 wives, and 1/8 of his property should be divided between his 9 wives. So it is 1/8 of 1/9, means 1/72, about 1.5%. The share of Aisha will be so much little, and still she said, all that is mine, I am not allowing you, Bani Hashim, to bring Imam Hassan to visit the grave of his grandfather. لكن ثمن من التسع, ثمن is 1/8 and تسع is 1/9. So if he has many wives, it is 1/8, I mean, if there are children, is divided equally among his wives, only 1/8. Issue 649, if a woman marries a man while she is in a state of illness and dies of that same illness, the husband, even if he has not had sexual intercourse with her, inherits from her. So now if she is sick and she married a husband, and if she died with that sickness, still the husband will inherit. Of course, this is reversed to, I mean, unlike to what was mentioned about if the husband was sick and he died of his sickness, then his wife will not inherit, while the husband will inherit. And why? Because the husband feels more responsibility than his wife. So responsibilities of the husband are more, I mean, whether about in contrast to his wife or in contrast to his role in the society. Now, if the money has to be divided in such a way, it should be given to those who need it more, naturally this husband, if he has to marry another wife, first of all he has maybe given a dowry to this wife and he spent money in his marriage, so he deserves to have. Secondly, if he has to marry another wife, he need to pay dowry and he need to have responsibility toward his wife. While if the wife of the widow that her husband died, she wants to marry another husband, there is no expenses for her. On the contrary, she will gain a dowry. So now the responsibility in life are mostly borne by the husbands or by the male. That is why Allah is giving him more share according to his responsibility and his need. Issue 650. If a woman is given a raj'i divorce and dies during her iddah, her husband inherits from her, and likewise the wife inherits from the husband if he dies while she is observing iddah. But if after the iddah of raj'i divorce or during the iddah of ba'in divorce, one of them dies, the other does not inherit. So time of iddah is regarded as continuation of marriage. That is why we say the husband can return his wife back without need for a new marriage contract, without need for a new aqd, because that is still continuation of the marriage. And also the husband has to pay nafaqah of the wife at time of iddah. So here, if the wife is still at time of raj'i divorce in iddah and her husband dies, she will inherit him, or if she dies, her husband will inherit her. But if any one of them dies after iddah, then after iddah there is no relation between them and there is no inheritance. Or if the iddah was of ba'in divorce, ba'in we say in a divorce where the husband cannot return to his wife at that iddah, so they will not inherit each other, even if that is iddah, but because it is ba'in divorce. Issue 651. If a man divorces his wife while he is in a state of illness and dies before 12 lunar months have passed, with three conditions the woman inherits from that man. First, that during that period she has not remarried. Second, that the divorce was not at the insistence or with the willingness of the woman. Third, that the man dies in the same state of illness in which he was when he divorced the woman, either due to the illness or to other reasons. So if he recovers from that illness and dies from a different cause, the woman does not inherit from him. So here he's giving an issue that if a man divorces his wife and he is ill, and if he dies with that illness, so here even after iddah with three conditions, if that is fulfilled, then the wife will inherit if the time between divorce and the death is up to 12 lunar months, 1 year. Actually, what used to happen before, that if the husband is known to be sick, he's old age, he's sick, and he is nearly to die, so he used to divorce his wife so that the wife will not inherit, and all his inheritance will go to his children, just to deprive his wife from inheritance. That may look unfair, so we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking to all, even small things which are important for the human being, and giving in this case is not only iddah, which might take only 3 months, but so after 12 months she still has the right to inherit from her husband. Of course, in three conditions. The first condition that in that 1 year she should not have remarried. Now if after Idda, after 3 months she marries and she settled, and if the husband dies, then she do not deserve inheritance. Second, if the divorce was not by the willingness of the woman herself, it was by the insistence of the husband only. So if she wants to get divorced, then she has no right to inherit after Idda has passed. But if it was against her will and with the willingness of the husband, then up to 12 months she has the right to inherit. The third condition, the man should have died of that same illness. I mean, whatever illness he had, he should die of that illness. Now if he recovers and he was all right, then he got another illness and he died due to another sickness, then the inheritance will not continue to 1 year, but it's only a time of Idda. After Idda, there is no inheritance. Issue 652, the cloth which a man has obtained for his wife, even if the wife has worn them, are the property of the man. Okay. Well, here, surely the cloth has two conditions. I mean, sometimes the cloth are given for usage. Like, she is a wife, and nafaka is wajib, so he gives her the cloth to be used. Like, he give her the house to be used. He bring food at home to be eaten. So that food, if something remains, will not be property of the woman. But house, if it remains, is not property of the wife. So the same thing, clothes. Clothes are not given as donation, but are given as a necessity for usage. He gave her a car to use it. She uses his car. So that car is not property of the woman. So the cloth here is saying, as it was given for the women to wear it, and even if the wife has worn them, then it still remains the property of the man, and that will be included with the property for inheritance. But if it was given as gift to her, the husband has gifted her this cloth or gold or any other thing, then that gift naturally is the right of the wife, not right of the husband, because it was gifted. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Yeah, if it is gifted, then even the land, if it is gifted to her, then it becomes her property. Now her property by gift or like by purchase. She can purchase the land and be owner of the land. That is not owned by inheritance, owned by gift. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has gifted Fadak to Fatima al-Zahra salamullahi alayha. So that was given to her as a gift, not as inheritance. And it was her own, gifted at time of the Holy Prophet, and she has took position physically for 3 years because she was supervising cultivation of that land and getting the income out of that and spending that income. So that active position of the land Fadak. So it was owned by position, by gift, as a gift, not as inheritance.